You know what? Marcy and I love the Single Parent Scholarship Fund, love the collaboration and the partnership we have with them. And they have a deadline coming up, and it's their applications for the summer semester, and they're due online by March 15th. So if you're a single parent looking to further your education, you can receive up to $2,000 for school. Yeah, $2,000. The Single Parent Scholarship Fund of NWA, they empower families in Carroll, Madison, and Washington counties to become financially independent by earning a degree or a certificate. Get more information because this is a great organization. To do that, visit singleparentscholarshipfund.org to apply and to get that information. Once again, applications for summer semester are due online by March 15th.
Are you looking to make your wedding or event an amazing experience? Well, look no further. Brock Entertainment. We at Brock Entertainment are more than just DJs. We're entertainers. We are here to make your next wedding or event a memorable experience that everyone talks about. Brock Entertainment brings the highest level of experience, professionalism, and personality to your event that cannot be matched. So if you're looking for the most fun and best experience for your wedding or event, then give Brock Entertainment a shout at djbrockentertainment.com or on Facebook or Instagram. Brock Entertainment. It's all about the experience. Hey, it's Brock, and it's no secret that I love clothes. And every time I get new clothes and they don't fit just right, I take them to the only place that knows how to give me that perfect fit. Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers. From jeans to dress pants and wedding dresses to suit jackets, they can handle any alteration you need. They provide the best customer service, and the job's not done until it's done to your perfection. So if the clothes you're wearing aren't fitting your body just right, then take them to Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers, just off Highway 49 on New Hope. Lethal Lure Alterations, where you can always get the perfect fit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Wake up.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. How you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Oh, ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same.
Welcome to the show. It is Brock and Marcy. We are back another week, but this week was a snowy week, and we are back, and Marcy is chomping on some food. Doesn't matter.
Is this week over?
What time of day it is, she is chomping on the food.
I like snacks.
Yeah, is this week over? That is the big question.
Oh my gosh. What a long week.
You didn't think moving down here from Chicago, you would have Chicago-type weather, did you? Not like this.
I mean, I'm missing my snowblower a lot.
Yeah.
And someone sent me a text message, and it was just kind of a funny, like, the attitude that those of us who grew up with this take around here, like, kind of turning our nose up to everyone here. I don't really care about that. It's just the way that it has shut down everything.
Right. Well, I mean, we're not used to it. And the last time it snowed like this was, I don't know, like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
It's been relatively warm. Our winters have been mild and snow-free. And if we do get snow, it's not very much. So
It's been an interesting week, though, because of the sub-zero temperatures.
Yeah.
And just seeing, like, you know, and the whole having to conserve energy and the rolling outages. And, like, we called it pulling a Brock around here. And what? We turned our thermostat down to 65.
Yeah. Wait, what's it normally at?
Like 69, 68,
okay. 69. Yeah, I'll keep it at 69. And at night, it's set to go down to 65.
Yeah, and that makes sense. So, and I was like, our bills for our electric was already pretty high just because of the colder days that we've had. So now with this, I was like, oh my gosh, load the kids up with blankets, turn it down as far as we can go. I do not even want to know what this is going to look like when we get our bill.
You're telling me I have three heaters in my house.
I know. I had said that. I was like, I don't even want to know what Brock's bill is going to be like, because not only do you have three heaters and a huge house, but you've got really tall ceilings too.
Yeah.
So how did you manage?
All right, let's get into this story. So starting Sunday, Ashton and I were at the house, and I'm like, it is really cold in here. Like, what the heck? I have the thermostat on the main level set at 69, but it's showing that it's like 63. Like, what the heck? But it shows the red. So I have those Nest thermostats, and it shows that it's heating. but it wasn't. So I went down to the basement to see if it was on, and it wasn't. So the heater upstairs was working, the heater in the basement was working, but the heater on the main floor wasn't turning on. I'm like, what the heck? So most of the day on Sunday, it wasn't turning on. And then Sunday late afternoon, finally turned on. I'm like, I don't know what happened. So
you didn't call anybody right away?
No. Well, I talked with Catherine.
Josh. Oh.
Catherine, my sister-in-law's dad owns a heating company, heating and air company.
Oh.
And he was going to come over and take a look at it, but it was working. So I'm like, you know, we don't need you to come over. So Brim and I go to bed Sunday night, and I wake up in the middle of the night. It is freezing cold. 58 degrees in my house. 58.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I turn up the heat with my phone. Nope, nothing works. The next morning, it finally comes on about 9 a.m. and then does the same thing until 6. It goes off at 6 throughout the night. We had to sleep upstairs in Brim's room on Monday night. I don't know what's going on. I've checked the thermostat. I've been on with Nest. I finally put in a service order with my home warranty. But then it came on the next day, and it stayed on since Tuesday. So I don't know what the problem is, but it was freezing cold. We cranked it up in the basement and opened the door so the air would come up out of the basement into the main house. But I on those negative degree days, we weren't on the main floor. We were upstairs in my office or downstairs in the basement. It was just so cold, but it seems to be working now, and I can't wait to get that super expensive bill.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be freaking ridiculous.
No kidding. What is your bill normally? Just a normal month in the winter when you are using your heat?
So it's been since an average of around 200 just for gas. That's my gas.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You have gas heater?
Yes.
Furnace?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So it's gas driven. My electric is 100 and something and all that.
Okay. But, so they're separate.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my gas has been around 200. I guess for a house this big.
That's not bad.
But
do you even heat the downstairs if you don't have guests?
No, it's turned off completely.
Yeah. Airbnb. Yeah. Okay.
It's turned off completely. But even last night, I set it to eco and it got down to like 62 in the middle of the night, which is fine if you're underneath the blankets. But like, oh my gosh, it's freezing.
Yes. Yeah. I had towels and blankets and all kinds of stuff up against the windows to keep the air from seeping in, and it was a little scary that night that it dropped to negative 18.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was nuts. But did you guys play out in the snow at all?
We did. What did we do? So we have a good friend that's a neighbor here that has a great hill right next to her house. So we kind of all gathered there. We went the day after the sub-zero. I don't remember. It was single digits. So my kids went and it was just too cold. We didn't last very long, but enough to get out and play in it and enjoy it. I plan to go back when, like, maybe tomorrow or Saturday when we're on the upswing and the snow is melting, but it's still there. So it'll be warm enough to like be able to withstand an hour or two outside.
That's a long time outside though. I don't even like being in the snow that long.
I don't either. I'd do it for them.
Yeah, Brimley, we went out in the snow twice. One day it was like 0 degrees and we're out there for about 20 minutes or so, took a walk. But
yeah,
thank God. So she didn't have the snow gloves, like good snow gloves. She just had those cloth waterproof gloves. And so I ordered some on Amazon. It said they'd get here Tuesday. And I'm like, ugh, they got here Sunday. The gloves got here Sunday. So that was good.
Yay,
good. So she got to wear them and... Yeah. Speaking of Brimley, she's been out of school all week, but on Sunday she had another gymnastics meet in Branson right when the snow was starting here. So I was set to drive up that morning. Hey, get your kid on. Let's talk to your kiddo. What's the kid well, done?
He sure doesn't mind that we have a show going on. He's over here talking
to you. Hey, Brock.
Hey, dude. That kid doesn't give a crap about nothing.
No, he does not.
What are you doing, man?
Hi, buddy.
Hi, Brock.
What are you doing, Jackson? Talking to the mic. What are you up to?
We're going, and we're going to go play at Charlie's house playing Beyblades.
All right. Awesome. Go do that right now. Just run over there really fast. Go.
Tell him what
you're
up to do.
You can go upstairs to
use this toilet.
Oh, taking old Deuce upstairs.
Yeah. Okay, now go sneak back downstairs before Dad finds you. Okay, I won't tell him you came. Okay.
Go. So, that's funny. Brimley, so she had this competition, and I was set to come up, but the snow started. I'm like, I don't want to get stuck in Branson. I don't know how the roads are going to be. So, unfortunately, I didn't make it, which her mom was up there, and Brimley was very upset that I didn't make it, which is understandable, but I told her, you don't.
Safety.
No, I didn't know, because it wasn't snowing up there yet, but it was snowing really good here. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But big shout out to her. She won her first gold. She won a gold medal.
Yay!
Yeah, gold.
Like first place?
In the bars event, yes.
Cool.
And got a third place.
Nice.
On another event. And yeah, super proud of her. I got to see all the videos. Then I picked her up and we had a big dinner, a Valentine's Day dinner, me, her, and Ashton. Mm-hmm. It was a fancy dinner. We made the ham that she liked, the vegan ham, and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She loved it. It was a great time. Speaking
That's
of
fun.
Beautiful ladies, we got Ashton in studio
she
right
here?
Now. She is here.
Hey, Ashton. Hey,
give it up for Ashton.
Hi. Okay, let me ask you before we move on. Where do you get vegan ham? I might need to try that.
So you get vegan ham at some of the stores. I don't think they have them right now. It's usually just a holiday thing.
Oh.
She's
maybe Easter.
Cracking open a LaCroix in here. Maybe Easter, but I bought them out like at the stores.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, they were on sale for super cheap. So I bought a whole bunch of them because Brimley loves vegan ham. So,
yeah.
But okay, cool. we had a dinner and then we made cookies together and we had a lot of fun. It was a good Valentine's Day. Did you enjoy yourself, Ashton?
Yeah, it was a great day.
We all got dressed up and everything. So
good.
Yeah. So, what did you do for Valentine's Day?
Oh my gosh. What did we do? We slept in. That was Sunday, right?
Yeah.
We slept in and, we had another couple and their two kids come over and they got here. We were supposed to do it in the afternoon, but we were afraid of the weather. So they came at 11 and Will made chili and we played a card game that we love called Euchre.
Uh-huh.
And the kids ran around for 8.5 hours.
What? That's a long time.
We didn't go outside at all.
Wow.
The kids just ran the house for 8 hours and we played cards and yelled at them a little bit, fed them snacks. And that was it. It was great. Cause we knew obviously because of President's Day and then the weather, we weren't doing anything the next day. So nobody was in a hurry to leave and the weather held off long enough for them to be able to stay. So yeah, I mean, none of us were big Valentine's Day people. So that was exactly what we wanted. Chill and hang.
We didn't want to hang out.
You got to learn euchre if you want that invite.
You teach us euchre and we'll play euchre.
Okay, I will. I will definitely teach you because we always need more people.
Do you know how to play euchre, Ashton?
I've never heard of it.
Never? I've heard of it. I don't know how to play it.
It's a card game it's a lot of fun.
Do you take off your clothes at this card game? No, yay.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
We're in then. We are in. Hey, check this out.
It's the only kind of card games I play.
It's so cold out there. We're just talking about the cold. It's so cold that Dallas, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Kansas City, Austin, and Corpus Christi also saw their coldest temperatures since the 80s. It's so cold that almost half of the people in the country were under a winter storm watch warning or advisory. It's about 154 million people. It was so cold that the pucks kept shattering during a charity hockey game in Alberta, Canada. Temperatures were getting as low as minus 40. Why would you even play in minus 40 degrees?
It's charity.
It was so cold that in Kansas, the highway patrol cracked an egg and the yolk froze on the way out and turned into a solid stick.
Oh, what? Wow.
And finally, it's so cold that a salt truck in Tennessee hit a patch of black ice and rolled over. Pretty nuts. Did you drive at all over the last week?
I don't remember. I haven't in several days, but I was all set to yesterday at noon. My gym was supposed to reopen,
but it didn't.
And I've got 4-wheel drive on my new car.
That's true.
So I'm like, bring it on. I don't care. And then they ended up closing. So, I will be venturing out later today. I'm running out of food.
Oh, really? Already?
I mean, I'm not, but I am. And especially if I'm trying to stick with plant-based.
Yeah. So last weekend, I kicked it off Friday night with helping out the junior league. Did you happen to catch that online?
I know, but I saw your pictures.
Yeah, it was a virtual event in Springdale at Ozark Video Company. It's a lot of fun, and they raised quite a bit of money on a virtual event, which you never raise as much money as you would in person, but I felt good about it. Ashton, you watched it. What do you think?
Yeah, you gave me a shout out on the virtual event. I thought it was sweet.
You
did a great job.
I said I should have pretended to propose. That would have really set the tone of that event. If we raise over $10,000, I will get down on one knee and propose.
I was at home.
Yeah.
That would have been lame.
That would be a bit of a jip for her, so how about not?
Speaking of proposing, let's get into The Bachelor. Let's talk Bachelor this week. Have you watched it yet, Marcy?
Okay, yes. I just finished it last night knowing that we were going to talk about it. I stayed up and watched the whole episode.
Same here. So your thoughts. We'll go to your thoughts first, and then Ashton can talk.
I have a lot of Bachelor thoughts, not just about... Not just about last night's episode or this week's episode. So we'll get to the other stuff in a minute. Last night, so I kind of like that he let some of these girls go and not wait for the rose ceremony. Like, what's the girl that has hearing aids?
Abigail.
Yes.
Abigail. Yeah. I mean, obviously it only made sense. Like, he could not lead her on to the rose ceremony and then let her go.
No, right. I like that as well.
Yeah, like he owed that to her. And then I was really shocked that Kit left.
I know.
I think she was saying
she was falling for him and she really liked him. And then they had that conversation and things seemed to be going well.
But here's what I think about Kit. That feeling,
you know, yes.
That something wasn't right.
You know, Kit keeps popping up in pop news because her mom is a very like famous designer.
Right.
And so I feel like that move was more about saving face. Like, I'm not going to let you kick me off. I'm going to remove myself.
That makes sense.
Because that's the kind of girl that she seems like to me.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't want to lose. Like, she'll look better if she just removes herself from the situation rather than getting dumped or rejected.
Right. I like that. That's
a
good thought.
But I don't blame her. After that group date where he has these great conversations like with her and some of the others and then takes, what's her name? Rachel. That was a little weird to me.
I thought Rachel was going to be kicked off too. And I was so upset because she's my favorite.
Yeah. Well, but it was weird to me that he would single her out. Like, well, ladies, have a good night. I've got something planned for just her and I.
Yeah, that sucked.
Like, you just put a damper on everybody's spirits doing that. Eh. So it's not like she won something, like he literally picked her out of the crowd. So anyways, so I didn't love that. But so let's talk about the Rachel stuff that's been circulating all over and Chris Harrison stepping aside. What do you think about that?
Stepping aside.
Oh, you haven't read this?
Yeah, he's stepping aside because of an interview that he did.
He's leaving the show.
I don't know. He's just stepping aside. I don't know what that means, though.
Okay. So that's stupid, first of all.
Did you see what he said?
Yeah.
He hasn't seen what he said.
I saw.
You saw the interview?
Yes.
With Rachel Lindsay?
Yeah.
You just didn't see that he's now stepping aside?
Yeah. I don't think he should have apologized, first of all. I think we're over apologizing for everything. If somebody has a problem with something, we immediately feel like we should apologize. Just like, for example, the lady whose dad, did you hear about this? The lady whose dad created the Vince Lombardi Super Bowl trophy.
Yeah.
He designed it. He created it. His daughter came out and said Tom Brady owed her and her family an apology for disrespecting the trophy when he threw it from boat to boat.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Of course, he has not apologized. And the owner of the team came out with a meme that said something like, lighten up, Karen, or something like that.
Yes.
Because you know what? It's not your trophy. It's not disrespectful. It's our trophy. And this is the first time that somebody's done like something with the trophy like that. A few years ago, Gronk used it to punt a baseball and made a huge dent in it. So it's like, we're so overly sensitive and we feel, okay, somebody didn't appreciate what I said or did. I need to apologize. Don't quit apologizing. Like, everybody listening right here, grow some skin. Like, toughen up. You don't deserve an apology for everything that happens in the world. You know, it's just driving me nuts.
I was so annoyed when I saw that he was stepping aside after his comment. I personally did not see anything horrible about what he said.
No.
And the reaction to it has been like he just said some, like, people cannot believe that he would say, have compassion for Rachel and give her a chance to speak. I'm just like, are you kidding me? That was pretty neutral
right.
of him to say that. If I wasn't so like invested in this season already, uh-huh. I probably would stop watching, but it's just, I don't know this Rachel Lindsay. Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her and I don't like her already.
Well, I like Rachel. She's my favorite.
No.
Rachel Lindsay.
No,
the other Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I was never a big fan of her in general.
Like she was behind a lot of this.
Because that was the season that I watched that she was on. And then the next season, she was the Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Right? Is that correct, Ashton? Because you're the expert. Yeah, Rachel Lindsay lost to, this is like 2 or 3 years ago, 3 years ago.
This was a while ago.
And then she became the Bachelorette. And she was what? Right. The first Black Bachelorette? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
I was just never a fan of her and her personality in general. So I didn't end up watching The Bachelorette that year just because I thought she should have been kicked off the show earlier in the Bachelor season. I never saw the connection with her and the guy in the first place.
But yeah.
Everybody in general, not just The Bachelor, is overly sensitive about everything. If you don't agree with somebody, then they need to be canceled. You know, you just need to cancel them.
Canceled.
I think something that Chris said in his statement too was that like he saw a picture of her at this party, you know, the plantation theme party.
Yeah.
And I think he said something along the lines of she probably was just going to a party without thinking anything further about it. Like almost defending her actions and people had a problem with that. And it's like, but back then this was not the climate.
It wasn't at all.
Yeah. So it's like she probably very well could have been a clueless college girl going to a party with her sorority sisters. And that was it.
Well, does it make me as a business owner a bad person because I've DJed at plantation themed venues before? It's like it's the same thing. Like I went down to Baton Rouge a couple years ago, it's been 3 years. And DJ'd a wedding, and it's a wedding venue that used to be a plantation. So, I mean, is that wedding venue bad? Am I bad for DJing there? It's like, that's the same type of difference. Am I wrong, Ashton? Your thoughts?
Oh, man.
No thoughts from Ashton.
I don't necessarily agree with either of you.
Okay.
So, it wasn't the climate back then, but it should have been the climate back then.
Obviously.
Like we should have been talking about this.
But that should have been not just race, but even watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air right before we started the show today. They're standing in the hallways of the high school, catcalling girls and giving them numbers on she's a 10, she's an 8, she's too tall. Like shouldn't have been doing that, but it just wasn't frowned upon by the majority of people at the time. It was just a different time in our nation. Not that it's right, but the culture was different. You know, there wasn't a standard. And there probably still isn't a standard. There just needs to be a standard.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, there should have been a standard all along.
You know, you set the standard and that's what you live by, but we haven't done that as a society in general.
Yeah, I get you totally, Ashton, that should have been the climate. I think, like, I totally just feel like she went to this sorority party like so many other people going to Greek life parties, not knowing what the root of it was and that it was a bad thing. I don't know. I'm not like defending her. I think I'm saying this is probably what happened because nobody was talking about this stuff back then.
Right.
Like we probably could all pick out things that we did in our past that now we are finding out wouldn't be acceptable today. Not trying to offend anyone back then or disrespect.
Well, Marcy, you have been
canceled.
You've been canceled.
Yeah.
So I, well, oddly enough on the episode of Bachelor this week, It's like all the white girls went home. Like, oh, he sent all the white girls home except for Rachel. So there you go.
Yeah.
But
wow. And if she ends up being the winner,
I do have a feeling she's going to be the winner. That's what Ashton is telling me.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's what it feels like.
She's been a favorite from the beginning.
I like her. She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. She seems sweet. Mm-hmm. She seems nice. I don't know. I don't know her, but what the show has told us about her. But there you go. What the heck? Speaking of what the heck, that's a great transition. I got some great stories. Check this out. A guy, most of the U.S. is covered in snow right now, and it's very annoying and hard to get a plow in front of your house, right? Well, Europe has a ton of snow as well, and on Saturday, a guy in Ukraine was angry that his road wasn't cleared yet, so he decided to confess to a fake murder. Yeah, he called the cops and said he stabbed his mom's boyfriend in the chest and wanted to turn himself in, but he said they need to plow his road because there's no way in or out. They ended up getting there in the SUV and didn't bring a plow, so it didn't work. And when they showed up, the mom's boyfriend was fine. It turned out the guy's road had actually been plowed earlier in the day, but he didn't think they did a good enough job. So he wanted it to be plowed a little bit more. So he made up a fake murder. Sounds pretty cool, right? You have been
canceled.
Here's a guy who didn't let being alone ruin his Valentine's Day. This is great. A couple in Maine left their house for an overnight trip on Sunday. When they got home the next morning, they realized someone had broken in and was still there. What'd they do? They called 911. Turned out a 34-year-old guy from Norway named Sean Shoemaker had broken into their house on Valentine's Day and made himself at home. He parked in the garage, rummaged through their stuff, made dinner, and then took a romantic candlelit bath by himself. He also rearranged a bunch of their stuff, including family photos, smoked some cigarettes in the quote-unquote every room, and cops showed up and arrested him. He's facing charges of burglary and theft. But now he has been canceled. speaking of Valentine's Day, there's nothing like busting out a brutal and totally aggressive, passive-aggressive gift on what's supposed to be the most romantic day of the year. This is great. There's a woman named Gloria on TikTok. Did you see this video? She posted a video on Saturday about the Valentine's Day gift she got for her husband. That's nice. She printed out photos of all the other women's sexy photos that he'd been liking on Instagram. Put them on sticks and then stuck those sticks into a piece of foam to make a collage sculpture with them. The video immediately went viral and racked up
about 4 million views.
She also posted another video the other day with his reaction when she gave it to him, and seems like they both made a joke out of it mostly, but wow. Dude, stop liking sexy girls' photos. Ugh.
So I saw mixed reactions to that. What would you do, Ashton? If you saw that Brock was liking girls' photos, would you care?
I probably would care a little. I think we would probably have a conversation about it.
So this happened to me before.
just because, like, if it was reversed, like, guys like your photos to have a conversation with you. Yeah. Like, if there's somebody that's interested in you on social media, they go through your photos and they start liking them, you know? So my question would be, like, why are you entertaining that?
So this happened to me once.
Okay.
So when I first got on Instagram, I was trying to build my Instagram page, maybe on Brock Entertainment. So I hired this company to help me do it, and you give them their information, and then they help you get followers, right? So my ex hit me up all mad at me, and she's like, I can't believe you. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, you're liking all these porno sites and all these sex women and all this. I go, no, I'm not.
Geez.
Like, what are you talking about? She's like, you're liking their photos. You're adding them as your friends. I go, no, I'm not. She's like, look. And I, at that point, I did not know how to figure out how to even see what I was liking. Well, what this company was doing was liking a bunch of inappropriate stuff as my name, Brock Entertainment, and it trying to get followers out of it. And I had to tell her, obviously this is not me because it's under my business name. Why would I do that to my business? Well, it's got to be you. You're doing it. I'm like, no. Most of the stuff just didn't make sense. It was just dumb stuff. And then you'd see dirty stuff on there. I'm like, it's not even my style. And why would I like it? Like, I don't like it. Well, I don't think she ever believed me, but That's what happened. Like, if I'm going to do it, I'll create a fake profile and do it. I'm not going to do it under my business name. That doesn't look good on me. So I had to spend hours scrubbing all these likes away from my business page. Because I'm like, if you can see it, other people can see it. I don't want that. Like, that doesn't make sense. So,
yeah.
Hey, if you really think you can secretly pull off two serious relationships, you can't go cheap and pull amateur moves like this. So there's a 48-year-old guy named Joseph. He met two women about 6 years ago through OkCupid, one in Orlando and one in Orange City, and both in Florida, and he's been in serious relationships with both of them. He used a fake name in both relationships as well. One was Joe Brown, the other was Marcus Brown. Joseph proposed to his Orlando girlfriend, but he recently decided he wanted to propose to the Orange City one, too. So what'd he do?
Geez.
He stole the engagement ring he'd given to his first fiance to give to his other girlfriend. The Orlando woman figured out something was going on when she started searching on Facebook. She spotted the Orange City woman wearing the same ring. The woman got in touch with each other and the police, and on Thursday, they put out an arrest warrant for Joseph. So...
I'm just waiting on you to steal your other fiance's ring so I can be proposed to.
Oh, boy.
Whatever it takes, bro. Whatever it takes.
We got a story about that coming up as well. Man, so many what the hecks this week. Okay. There's now a new support group for women named Karen. So if you got any friends named Karen, there's a support group on Facebook. It has quite a bit of followers, so check that out. They're trying to create a, quote, positive change through actions, words, and outreach. And finally, did you see this? Or has Will bought any of these? There's a hot-selling new mask out right now. A COVID mask.
Okay.
It's sex-scented. Okay. Yeah. It smells like lady parts, apparently.
I mean, what is that? What is that? How do you
do it?
That's lady parts.
So some lady... gets some mask, wears it in her underpants all day, and then sells it to a guy.
For real?
Yeah. That's some hot business. This is a business idea for both of you.
I think it should be a kit. Like, you could buy a kit that you have a way to make your mask smell like Ashton.
So they sell for about $15.
Rather than someone else.
They sell for about $15.
There's a business idea. Personalized.
I'm selling masks similar to this. They smell like me. It's called Brock Farts. So I'm wearing two of them right now, and I eat a whole bunch of tofu and broccoli and stuff, and it gives me gas. I fart in them for about 3 hours and then sell them online. I've made $1.5 million.
Here's how you do it. You fart into a jar like a bunch of times, close it, sell the jar, and then you put the mask in the jar and let it marinate.
Oh, yes.
Overnight.
Wow.
Then.
What would we call this business?
Oh, Lord.
No, we can't call it, oh, Lord. That's crazy. So, ladies, there is a way for you to...
Why not?
Some stuff. I had another story about something like that, and now I can't find it. So we were watching. So there's two stories out of the what the heck. One is about the engagement ring. So we were watching 2020 last night before we watched The Bachelor, and there was an episode about this lady who got engaged to this world-renowned doctor, apparently, that was supposed to be doing these trachea implants, all this cutting-edge science, and she was a reporter, like an investigative journalist for some TV network. So she was really good at her job. She did an investigative news report on him and featured him. Well, at that time, her husband passed away of cancer or something like that.
Aww.
And she fell in love with this guy. He seemed to be too good to be true, right? World-renowned doctor, lots of money. They got engaged and he said, you know, we're going to have our wedding over in Rome. The Pope is going to... preside over us. He told all these lies. John Legend's going to perform at it. There was, he said he was the personal doctor to the Clintons, the Obamas, all these things. Well, there was no reason not to believe him. I mean, why would he lie? So turns out it was all fake. And in the end, he's being investigated by the medical board because he made up a lot of his stuff. Like, he was doing surgeries and he probably shouldn't have been doing surgeries. and he may have more than one family. So he got her an engagement ring, said it cost him $100,000. She had it appraised. It was $1,000.
CZ.
It was $1,000 ring. So yeah. I'm getting Ashton the same type of ring.
Well,
she liked it.
Really knows diamonds well enough to know if they're
that's
real
100%
or not.
True. That's true. But all this was fake, and she like couldn't. She basically quit her job and did all these things, and he was lying to her, and everyone.
It's a common story.
Yeah,
to hear things.
You should
like that.
Watch it.
It was really good.
It's pretty crazy.
But that's happened to me. Okay. I had two girls in my life that were my friends, and they made up all these stories and even had other phones. So they would show me on their main phone, hey, I got a text from so-and-so, some famous person. I'd read it. I'm like, what? They're having a conversation with them. It was fake. All fake. Had no idea. Like, easy to dupe people, I guess.
Yeah.
Ashton has a story. That dating story?
I have a story. That's not a good segue.
That was a good segue. No. About dating in general.
Oh, about dating in general. Oh, I was dating this guy one time and he wanted to be exclusive, or he wanted me to only be talking to him. And so that's what I did. I really liked him. And then my friend matched with him on Hinge. It's a dating app.
Which I didn't know what Hinge was, because I'm not in the dating app world. You know.
Right. And so she had contacted me and she said, aren't you talking to him? And so I confronted him about it. And
so how did you confront him, first of all?
Well, I messaged him because I was out when I found out.
And said?
And said, hey, I know we had talked about you wanting to be exclusive. My friend apparently matched with you on Hinge. And I sent him a screenshot. Uh-huh. Of my conversation with her, so that it wasn't like I was making something up. And his response was, I don't do drama.
What?
Whoa.
I don't do drama, but yet.
Oh my gosh.
I am causing a dramatic situation.
Yeah.
Oh,
what a turd, right?
No kidding. Yeah.
What a turd. And is that the last time you talked to him?
Dodged a bullet.
I wouldn't say that's the last time I talked to him, but we weren't a thing after that.
Well, that would be the last time I would talk to him. Like, you don't want drama, but yet you're still on Hinge and you're still playing the field.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got Brock now. So
dodge a bullet.
That guy was me.
Whatever.
And he likes drama. So.
Right. Hey, speaking of homes and people breaking into your homes, that was one of our what the heck stories. We saw dear Dana and Justin at a coffee shop the other day. Of course, big shout out to Dana, who broke her arm for the second time right after we saw her. Actually, she was skating and she's trying to get us to skate with her. She broke her arm, so no skating for a while. But,
wait, you guys were skating recently?
No, Dana's gotten into skating and she was trying to get really good at it, and she broke her arm doing it in her house. But we were talking to Justin, and we somehow got on the topic of that first house we were going to buy out in the country, the White House.
Yeah.
And he said, did I never tell you guys that story? I said, what story? He goes, well, I went back and did the inspection for it. He's like, which didn't take very long.
For another buyer.
Yeah, for the people who eventually bought it.
Okay.
So the owner went out of town and she parked her car there. And when she came back after a few days, she went to go in the house and she heard something in the house. And she's like, what is that? Well, turns out it was a pack of coyotes had gotten into her house.
In the house?
And gotten stuck in the house for several days and had torn up the house.
Oh, no.
So a lot of stuff had to be replaced. Windows had to be replaced. Windows that we wanted to replace in the first place.
Oh, my gosh.
And
that's awful.
Cost thousands of dollars in damages because they had been stuck there. And it got me to thinking they hadn't had food either.
No.
So whether they ate each other or just went without, they pooped and peed everywhere.
I wonder how they got in.
So the front door was weird. And if you didn't lock it right, it could easily be open. He thinks that's how they got in. And somehow it got shut. And coyotes living in the house.
I mean, that's a little scary to think a coyote just walks up to your front door like
exactly.
that.
No, we dodged a huge bullet by not buying that house. Because imagine her and I having to deal with wild coyotes.
Oh my gosh.
That would be a sight.
That's not happening.
I don't even like hearing them howling like from afar where I live, much less showing up at my front door. Ugh.
Yeah.
They like little Yorkies.
We were just talking about something just a second ago and what the heck, because I have this written down. Brimley likes to watch these 5-minute craft videos. Have you seen those on YouTube?
Mm-mm.
Just crafts, and it's real quick crafts or different things. And I was watching one with her, and it showed this girl go to the bathroom, and she's on her phone, and she's looking at her phone like Ashton's doing in front of me right now. And she's like her arms are getting tired from holding her phone for 2 seconds. Like, where can I set my phone? And she's like, oh, she looks down, sets her phone in her panties.
What?
And watches her phone as she's using the bathroom. What do you guys think of that?
Why are you throwing your daughter under the bus?
Well, she was watching the videos. She wasn't paying attention on this. As soon as that ended, I go, oh, we're watching something different. This is dumb. This is so dumb. Would you do that? Stick it in your panties?
No. Yeah. But I'm not 7.
This was true. An adult.
Oh,
doing it.
I thought this was Brimley.
Oh, this was a video she was watching on what to do with your phone if you're using the bathroom.
Oh my word.
She stuck it in her panties. And used it as a holder.
I have never or would never do that.
I don't want to get a skid mark on mine.
I don't get where it's being held safely if you're using the bathroom.
If you pull down your pants, I'm not going to show you, but where your underwear is, it's got that lining. It would hold your phone.
Oh, yeah. That's a small lining unless you're wearing granny panties.
Oh, you just wear the old thongers?
Exactly.
Or the boy shorts, maybe. But yeah, well, that's like if you have a razor phone.
We're just coming in right now. Anybody who wears thongs should be
canceled.
Because, I don't know. That's dumb.
Why not?
This guy called into work and said, no, what is this? Hold on.
Yeah, the volume's at max, guys.
Good luck.
So I read this story about this this guy that's on Stitcher. No, not Stitcher. What's that? The gamers video thing that gamers do, and people can watch them.
No, I don't know.
It's a video thing, and people can watch you, and they can donate to you. Well, he did this thing where it was filming him sleeping, and he left it on, and they could donate. He made like $40,000 or $4,000, something like that. And here he is explaining it. People could make any noise to try to wake him up.
Yeah, the volume's at max, guys.
Good luck with whatever is about to happen to you, my dude.
Those are people trying to wake him up.
I'm going to slap you in public. I'm going to sleep tonight.
Check the window, bro. Someone's at your window.
It's like you guys have figured out how to work as a team.
Window.
Yeah, but he made a lot of money trying to get people to keep him awake at night. Would you do that, Ashton?
No.
Of course, Marcy is hanging out with her kids at home. Yet another reason why she hates snow days.
Snow days.
Snow days should be...
Canceled.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, speaking, I was trying to get my mom and dad on here, send them a message, and for some reason, they are not getting on here.
That's interesting because your mom's texting me right now.
Really?
Yes.
What the heck? Click the link, mom. While she's doing that, let's play a game. You guys want to play a game?
Sure.
All right, let's play. I got a game for us. This is... Yes or BS? Chris Farley. It's about Chris Farley is our topic, okay? You know a lot about Chris Farley, Ashton?
Nope.
Marcy? You know a lot about Chris Farley?
Some. I know some.
Okay. Here we go. Yes or BS? His first film role was in the original Wayne's World movie. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes.
That is... Is it correct? That is correct, ladies. He played the security guard at the Alice Cooper concert.
Oh.
He wrote almost all of his own SNL skits. Yes or BS?
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm going to go with yes.
Yes. No, he didn't write any of them. He He was just a brilliant performer. According to David Spade, he tried to write a skit once called Puppy Lawyer, but it was terrible, so he stopped writing. His motivational speaker character, Matt Foley, was based on a real guy named Matt Foley. Yes or BS?
Yes.
BS.
It is yes, Marcy. Chris played rugby with this guy in college, and the guy eventually became a priest. He only left SNL because he got fired. Yes or BS?
No, I think that's BS.
BS.
It's yes. Him and Adam Sandler both got fired in 1995.
Wow. For what?
Partly because Lorne Michaels wanted to show the show to be a little more grown up, which turned out to not be great. Yeah. Producers once discussed a live action Beavis and Butthead movie starring Farley and Spade. Yes or BS?
Say, repeat it for me.
Producers wanted to do a live action Beavis and Butthead movie with Chris Farley and David Spade.
Oh, I have no idea. That I'll say yes.
Yes, it was yes. That'd be interesting. Huh. All right, one more game. This one's called Are They Single? I'll say a celebrity. You tell me, are they single or not? Charlize Theron, single or not?
Not.
Single.
She is single, yes. Ooh. Jimmy Kimmel, no?
Not.
Or yes?
Not.
He is not single. Sharon Stone, single or not single?
Not.
Ooh, single.
She is single. Jerry Seinfeld?
Not.
Not.
Yeah, he's married. Steve Carell?
Not.
Yeah, he's married, isn't he?
He is married.
I mean, he's married, yeah.
To Holly Flax, right? That's from The Office.
Oh.
and Ashton Kutcher. That's easy.
Yep.
Not.
Married.
Fran Drescher?
Ooh.
Fran. Meh.
I don't know.
I would
single,
think she's married.
She is single. Terry Hatcher.
No idea.
No clue.
Single.
She's single. And finally, January Jones.
I don't really know her, so I'll go married.
No, I'll say not married.
She is single. Great job. Great job, ladies. Those were our games for today. Let's get a big round of applause. And let's get into the dirty. You got some dirty, Marcy?
Yeah, I'm just going to go through some... Everybody's getting in trouble at my house. I'm going to mute for a minute.
All right. Marcy's getting in on the... she's on camera here. Everybody's yelling in the background, I can tell. Even though I can't hear it, I just know what's happening. All right. Okay. Dirty on the 30.
My countdown is on right now. Okay. Let's just go through some headlines. Justin Timberlake apologizing to Britney and Janet. What do you guys think about that?
I don't know.
It's a little late for an apology.
It's too late to apologize.
That's what I think.
I got caught. They're calling me out, so I better say something. Obviously, he wasn't going to just come out with an apology if there wasn't a reason. I watched that, Framing Britney. It was pretty sad, really.
It was sad. Very sad, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what happened on Sunday that we didn't talk about?
On Sunday? So
there was something that happened in Hollywood that I forget.
Somebody die or something?
Well, someone did die. Rush Limbaugh just passed away. That was yesterday. Lori Loughlin is getting her passport back. She's ready to travel again and start working. She finished up her community service. Harry and Meghan are expecting. Did you see that?
Yes, that's what happened on Sunday.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
That came out on Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. So they announced that they are expecting their second baby. So congrats to them. And there's a documentary in the works about them. Oh, no, not a documentary, but Oprah's going to interview them in kind of a tell-all style.
Oh.
So that should be really interesting.
You like the royal couple, Ashton?
Yeah. My mom's a huge fan of the royal family.
Does your mom know that old Candy Cane could have went to the royal wedding?
I don't know if I've told her that or not.
You need to. Well, she...
She'll listen.
Yeah, our old boss could have went to the royal wedding, but didn't go. Why? Because she didn't want to get dressed up. Yeah.
Tell your mom March 7th on CBS is when that's going to air.
Okay.
Tell her. She's listening right now.
There you go. Let's see what else is happening.
Did you see there's a Jerry Maguire sequel might happen?
Oh, uh-uh.
Yeah, and Dave Chappelle is back on Netflix. He got paid, so he put a show back on Netflix.
Oh, good.
So big shout out to him.
Speaking of Netflix and speaking of Britney, I hear that Netflix is now working on their own documentary about Britney Spears.
Oh.
So
do we need more Britney Spears documentaries?
Well, I hear that this has now opened up conversation about not just Britney, but what the problem is in Hollywood, and probably a lot about the paparazzi and how they're driving a lot of what's driving people to do drugs and to become the way that they are.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a bummer, but
Kourtney Kardashian has gone Instagram official with Travis Barker. That's a weird couple.
I know. I don't understand that couple at all.
Yeah. But much like, what's her name, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Ugh. Doesn't make sense. But it probably does to them. Who knows?
Yeah.
Paris Hilton turned 40 and celebrated by getting engaged. That's exciting.
Very cool.
Yeah. Selling Sunset, I have to mention it because I've just loved that show. Christine Quinn has announced she's expecting. So you guys got to watch the show. I love Selling Sunset. It is a reality show, but it's about selling real estate in LA with a little, with a little bit of Housewives kind of feel mixed into it. And the girl that used to be married to Justin, what's his name, is one of the stars too.
From This Is Us, yes.
Yeah, exactly. What else has gone on this week?
Christian star Carmen passed away as well.
Who's that?
He sang the song The Champion, Satan Bite the Dust. He was a big star in the 90s, Christian music star. My old co-host Jay looked almost just like him. But he had just gotten married, finally, when he turned 60, and I think he passed away at 65.
Okay.
So he waited until he was 60 to tie the knot. He was an ultimate bachelor, and now he passed away of cancer, unfortunately.
Aw. I don't watch American Idol, but it also debuted last Sunday with their new season, and they're face-to-face now, too.
Yeah. I don't either, so.
That's pretty much been it for the week. I mean, nothing too big. The snow has been the talk, really.
Oh, yeah. So celebrities have taken a back seat. But, hey, did you see the latest trending thread I posted on social?
Maybe.
When's,
was it?
When's the last time you snitched as an adult?
Ooh.
Yeah. When's the last time you snitched, ladies? You snitchers?
Define snitch.
Snitches get stitches. That's what I say. Like, told on somebody. Like, hey, did you know, blah, blah, just to get them in trouble, like to a boss or something like that.
So there's a difference between gossiping and snitching. Not gossip. Or is there?
Like telling, well, it can be one and the same. You can be gossiping, but really telling on somebody. Hey, did you see that so-and-so did so-and-so? And then you're getting them in trouble because you're telling on them. Gossip and snitching is pretty much the same
thing. I don't know if I've truly snitched on anybody.
The only way I would snitch is if the person that is doing that I'm snitching on is endangering other people
or affecting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in a bad way, if I can't handle it myself.
Right.
Right. So what about you, Ashton? You're a snitcher.
I'm not really a snitcher.
You look like one.
No, I don't like people like that are snitches, so I don't typically snitch.
Yeah. Mark says on Facebook, when I was a manager at Walmart Home Office, people be snitching on their coworkers all the time. Like, really?
I just wonder.
That's not how you get ahead.
But what were they saying? Like, is so-and-so sleeping with so-and-so to get a promotion?
So-and-so's not doing their work. So-and-so's sleeping at their desk.
I would snitch on that if it's a promotion that I wanted.
Shelly says, adults that snitch must be miserable people. Snitches get stitches. I would rather snitch to get someone in trouble. I would never snitch to get someone in trouble.
See, you say that until it's a situation that is directly affecting you.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah, I don't like that. And then the other question I asked is, ladies, what do you find sexy in a man? What do you find sexy?
Facial hair. Okay. And smelling good.
Okay. What about eyes, tattoos, anything like that? Like Dana Froud says, muscles. Nicole says, around here, teeth. Must have nice teeth around here, around Northwest Arkansas. Okay. All right. Teeth is a big one for me. If Ashton were to have a beautiful face like she does and smile and she's got jacked up grill.
Oh, yeah.
You probably would have never started talking.
Yeah.
It would not be a thing.
We met pre-COVID, so he saw my mouth.
Yeah. Nowadays, you can hide that stuff until you meet the person in person.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, teeth. Tamara says, beard, tattoos, super chill, and fantastic sense of humor.
Humor?
Humor.
I love haircut day too. For like any guy, because you can tell when someone has a fresh haircut.
Right. And
I always like it.
Okay. Ashton?
I like kind eyes.
Kind eyes?
Facial hair. I like kind facial hair eyes. On you.
Huh?
Yeah.
I like facial hair on you.
Okay.
Ashton, I get mad at Will when he shaves. Like
I know.
Will not talk to the guy.
I haven't had a haircut in almost a month because my last haircut got canceled due to ice.
Oh,
and but then canceled. Great.
Yeah, I need that. It got what?
Canceled
because of ice. I came across this. A survey asked 4,500 women to name the physical features of their best sexual partner. Here are the top 10 common features. Tell me if you agree, ladies. Number 10, high cheekbones.
Wait, this is for dudes or girls?
Girls. The best lovers.
Wait.
Have high cheekbones.
On guys or yes. girls? On guys. Okay.
No. Wear glasses is number 9, so they can see what they're doing.
Right.
Number 8, have smaller feet. That's good what? For me. Number 7, a snail trail of hair down their belly button. I shave mine most of the time. The best lovers have brown hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have tattoos. I don't have tattoos. That's number 5. Broad like shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Piercings. I got one ear pierced. Don't wear an earring, but have brown eyes. I think that's just because that
most
is the
of
majority.
Them
yeah.
I prefer light eyes.
Yeah. And then the number one thing to make you a better lover, according to women, what they call here a sexual superstar, they have a beard. 73% of women said the best dude they ever yeah. got with had a beard. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
not
I mean,
like a full-on beard, though.
Like a long, long beard?
No.
We were driving.
It just depends.
Yeah? On what?
Like Justin. I couldn't imagine him without a beard.
So, speaking of Justin, we were driving home, and we drove past Heroes Coffee, and I saw this guy standing in the parking lot with a beard. I'm like, that's a beard that is like Justin's. That is Justin. I rolled down the window. Hey, sexy beard, where's your hot wife? Yeah, she's inside. So we went inside. But yeah, Justin's beard. He's yeah. had that beard for a long time.
He's the kind of guy that you've seen makeovers and some people look amazing when they get their hair cut and shave off their beard. I think he needs the beard. It looks good on him.
Yeah, I like the beard. I'd like to see him without the beard just for a little bit. He can grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can grow it back. Hey, last week we were talking with Miles about how the generation now has said that skinny jeans have been
canceled.
Well, check this out. It's a consensus that one emoji is definitely uncool and
canceled.
And it's the one that you probably use all the time. Well, not you, Marcy. You use it sometime, Ashton. Crying with laughter.
Canceled.
Really?
That emoji is uncool, according to the mainstream, which is teenagers, which are
yeah
so cool. Teenagers are so cool. Yeah, CNN interviewed some young folks about the emoji, and their responses are brutally honest. One 17-year-old said it's, quote, bland, and people his age don't use it. And a 21-year-old said she didn't even know where to find it on her phone's emoji keyboard because, what? She's so cool. Well, guess what, 21-year-old girl?
Canceled.
You're canceled. Like, really? Like, it's so uncool. Well, guess what my favorite emoji is?
The eggplant.
That is correct. And that's not. I love the eggplant for anything. How you doing, Brock? Eggplant peach emoji.
Didn't get any better than that.
Big shout out to my parents. And they were supposed to get on here. Are you talking to my mom?
She hasn't read my message. So
oh
maybe
my
she
gosh.
Fell asleep. She has shingles.
Yeah. So my mom has shingles.
Aww.
So we were going to get them on and ask them how Florida was because they were supposed to be in Florida this week. My mom hasn't been feeling well, thought she had a UTI, and then she got some bumps and found out it was shingles.
Oh, geez.
She's got shingles on her neck, too.
Aww.
But that's not no the fun. Only person. Ashton's grandma has shingles as well.
Weird.
So it's a winning Weird. Family combination of shingles. But my parents were supposed to be in Florida, going to stay in this nice resort, the Ritz-Carlton down there, with a whole bunch of friends. Dad was going to play golf. Mom was going to shop with all the ladies, and they couldn't go because she's got shingles. This is the second Florida trip that had to be canceled. within the last year because of either weather or a sickness, which is a bust, which, yeah, hopefully she gets better soon. But I don't think they're even listening to the podcast anymore, Marcy. You know why?
What?
Well, guess why they wouldn't listen to the podcast anymore.
They don't know how to operate the
link. No.
I give up.
Because they listen to it all the time. It's too
dirty.
Dirty now.
Good. That makes me feel good. We're edgy now.
Yeah, baby.
I love it.
Mom and Dad, you have been. Okay, I click it here. That's what she said.
Canceled.
You've been canceled. Funny. They said it's too dirty.
But. You guys can continue, but I have children I have to go chase.
Oh, my God.
But you two.
Well, no,
you
we're
two
not going to continue.
Can cancel. You guys
we
can
talk all
continue.
The time.
We're good.
But not to these people, these four people that are listening.
We'll be back next week, and we'll have a special guest next week. We might have Katie Marie with Single Parent Scholarship Fund on with us next week. So what do you got going on this weekend besides chasing those kids?
Watching the snow melt so I can get out of my driveway.
Yeah. I have to go to Little Rock tomorrow, which is Friday, for Brim's gymnastic thing.
Good luck. Be safe.
I have a homeschool dance tomorrow night, a winter formal, and then I have a wedding on Saturday night. So
dang.
Big weekend.
I have Rialana's tonight if I can get there.
Oh, cool.
Rialana's is still happening.
Yes, it is. Big shout out to them. And if Ashton and I are in Fayetteville, we're going to stop by on Saturday. So make us something.
Give me a heads up so I can clean
my
house.
It'll be late afternoon. You don't need to clean your house.
Yeah,
not
I do.
At all. No, you don't. You got kids. We don't care.
I do.
All right. Everybody have a good one. Follow us on social. Be safe out there at Brock and Marcy on social. And we will see you next week. Everybody say bye.
Bye. Bye, Marcy.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Brock and Marcy Show. For more episodes, please follow us on any podcast channel, Spotify, Google, iTunes. Like, subscribe, and please leave a review. For any other information, hit up our website, brockandmarcy.com. Plus, follow us on social at Brock and Marcy.